podcast time again, and I'm super excited for our new one in our Living Limitless series, The Wings of Ascension. And we all know that scripture from Isaiah 40 verse 31, I'm reading from the NIV, but those who hope or wait in the Lord will renew their strength, they will soar on wings like eagles, they will run and not grow weary, they will walk and not be faint. And that verse just speaks of the mystical journey of waiting on the Lord. But this waiting is not passive, it's active. It's a dynamic process that invites us into a profound transformation. So let's embark on this mystical journey together, exploring the depths of waiting and the ascension experiences that unlocks within the presence of Yahweh. So with that mystical waiting, the Hebrew for hope or for to wait is kavah. And it also means a line for measuring to encircle. It's like an entanglement. So the original Hebrew word that is used for wait, kavah, carries a connotation of hope, anticipation, and there's a deep binding that takes place. That binding connection is an entanglement of ascension. Time alone is insufficient. Our hearts must align with Yahweh's dimensions. This process transcends consciousness, transporting us into timeless realms where waiting holds profound significance in expectation and trust. Mystically, this waiting becomes a process where the Spirit aligns itself with the divine rhythm of the breath of Yahweh, detaching from the constraints of this physical to embrace the boundlessness of God's limitless time. This waiting is the first phase of our ascension. It's where the mystical journey begins, in the quiet depths of the heart, readying yourself for the divine encounter. Here, in the stillness, that's where we learn the art of divine patience, a holy anticipation that purifies our desires and heightens our strength and our sensitivity to the subtle movements of the Spirit, entangling with the anticipation and manifestation of ascension, the mounting up. It's a phase of cocooning where the soul aligns your mind, will, and emotions and transforms to express the boundless benefits of the Spirit. So the ascension experiences. From this entanglement of waiting emerges the mystical ascension, detailed in the ensuing promises of renewal, soaring, running, and walking without wearying. It is an ascension into the bliss house of ecstasy. Each of these is not just a metaphor for strength. They are stages of spiritual elevation, unlocking depths in your relationship with Yahweh, with Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. Then there's the renewal of strength. This is the first manifestation of the waiting. It is an infusion of divine energy, a spiritual revitalization that transcends physical bounds. This renewal is a mystical experience that awakens individuals, stirring their dormant capacities, be it love, wisdom, power, into action. We are being quickened into our higher existence, directly entangled to the source and receiving His abilities, renewed into our primordial existence in Him. And then we are mount up with wings like eagles. So here the mystical ascension takes flight. The Hebrew to mount up with wings like eagles literally means to ascend like. It is to enter a state of consciousness, ascending into sublime freedom and ecstasy. The soul, your mind, will, and emotions ascending the divine, experiences a transcendent liberation from earthly ties. In this ascension, we enter ethereal vision, the world through God's eyes, seeing beyond the temporary into the spiritual, the eternal, the boundless. It's a mystical unveiling where the interconnectedness of all creation becomes vividly apparent, and the spirit soars into the expansive love of Yahweh. Then comes the running and not growing weary. This stage symbolizes the dynamism of spiritual pursuit in rest. It's that mystical journey through the realms, chasing the divine oasis that quenches all thirst. In this running, there's no fatigue, for divine energy fuels it. It's an experience of pursuing the entangled dimensions of Yahweh with relentless passion, yet finding in each realm an inexhaustible source of strength, joy, bliss. It's effortless. And then, to the walking and not fainting, the final stage of ascension from that scripture, the walk in the garden. It symbolizes the maturity of the Spirit's journey, where the initial bursts of spiritual enthusiasm have settled into a constant, unwavering companionship with Yahweh. Walking is living mysticism, discovering the sacred in the ordinary, and acknowledging the divine in every moment. It's the divine romance experience. Through these stages of mystical ascension, the Spirit's relationship with Yahweh deepens. Its experience of waiting, renewing, soaring, running, and walking is a layer of divine encounter, revealing more of the infinite facets of God's nature and the entanglement of a divine relationship laced with an intoxication of His love wine flowing. Isaiah 40 verse 31 invites us into a mystical adventure, one that promotes not just spiritual highs, but a profound change in how we view and live in the world. In the sacred act of waiting, we open ourselves to the boundless possibilities of growth and discovery in Yahweh. Finding the deepest treasures lie not at the journey's end, but in each moment of divine communion, divine ascension along the way. It is beautiful. It is ecstasy. Here's an activation prayer for you. I surrender, Jesus. I fall back into your breath, and I breathe in the rhythms of your grace and love as I ascend into the depths of your heart. Teach me your ascension realms, that the breath of your spirit is more tangible than my physical reality. I love you, Jesus.